Good morning, dear devotees. I welcome you all once again to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today we're very fortunate to have Her Grace Kirti Dasundari Mataji. Mataji will be enlightening us on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adikanda 2.36 onwards. Hare Krishna Kirti Dasundari Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for giving your valuable time and beautiful association this morning. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru and Gauranga Ki Jai. Please take over the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Shivani Mataji, Hare Krishna all the assembled devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving your association. So let's get started. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्ण पदां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय पंच तत्वात् आत्मोम कृष्ण भक्त रूप स्वरूपकम भक्तावतारम भक्ताख्यम नमामि भक्त शक्तिकम नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरूपश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हेमा भदेव्या छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते आजानुलंबित भुजौ कनकावधातौ संकीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वंभरौ द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वंदे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ जयति जयति देवा कृष्ण चैतन्य चंद्रो जयति जयति कीर्तिस्तस्य नित्य पवित्र जयति जयति भृत्यास्तस्य विश्वेश मूर्ते जयति जयति नित्यां तस्य से सर्वप्रियानां हरे कृष्ण डियर डिवोटीज सो आई really seek blessings, prayers, wishes from each and every one of you so that I can speak something relevant to this subject matter, something that Vrindavan Das Thakur wants to convey, something that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur through his beautiful extensive purpose wants to convey. So please shower your blessings, prayers and wishes. Vancha kalpataru vischa, kripa sindhu vayivacha, patita naam pavane vyo, vaishnave vyo, namo namo. Anantakoti vaishnavrindiki jai. So, we are in chapter number 2 and Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing, you know, he started off with paying his obeisances to Panchatattva individually. And then he started saying about that how the same Nanda Sutta, the same son of Nanda Maharaj, came as Shri Krishna Chaitanya in this age of Kali Yuga to propagate the Yuga Dharma, that is the chanting, congregational chanting of the holy names. And then he described about the various yugas, what were the different processes that were followed. But in Kali Yuga, the only process is Harir Nam. Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. That is the Yuga Dharma of this age of Kali Yuga. And then Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur proceeds and says that, but that Krishna Chandra, that Nanda Sutta, who came as Chaitanya Chandra, Chaitanya Chandra Dev, is not coming all by himself. He is coming with his associates, with his parshads. He doesn't come all by himself. And all the services that we perform is in group, right? In team. There is not one person, but there are many persons, many devotees who perform these services. So when Krishna Chandra comes as Chaitanya Chandra Dev, he doesn't come alone. He comes with his parshad, Sango Pangang Angastrasam. So he comes with his parshads, his associates. And some associates, you know, are sent before Krishna Chandra comes so that they can prepare the atmosphere, the environment, the proper ground for Chaitanya Chandra to take his incarnation, to come to this material world. So some associates come before and some associates come when during Mahaprabhu is there in this material world, and some comes when Mahaprabhu winds up his pastimes so that whatever he has propagated can be sustained. So this is how, you know, the whole arrangement is made when the Supreme Lord descends. So just like Prabhupada normally gives the example that when a president of a certain country visits another country, the elaborate arrangements are being made. He comes with his own entourage, with his own army, with his own bulletproof car. And the country that he visits, you know, elaborate arrangements are made even there. And not only, you know, the entire hotel is booked, not only one room, basically, but the entire hotel is booked where, you know, the arrangement is made for the president to stay in. So when a mere mortal soul, like a president of a country, there is so much arrangements are to be made, then what to talk about the Supreme Personality who is descending from his eternal abode to this material abode. And it says, Nijavasam, you know, he brings his own vas, basically his own abode he brings along. So when Krishna comes in Vrindavan, he brings the entire Golok Vrindavan to manifest. Similarly, when Chaitanya Chandra Dev comes, when she, the same Shri Krishna, when comes as Mahaprabhu, has come as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the entire Navadvip Dham from the spiritual world descends here. You know, so he comes with his own abode, with his own entourage. So this way Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing that how they all come, you know, some comes before, some comes during Mahaprabhu's Leela, and some comes when Mahaprabhu winds up his pastimes. And in this regard, you know, he quotes that, you know, some took birth in Navadvip, some in Chattagram, some in Rardesh, and some in Orissa, and some in Sri Hatta. So that we have read extensively yesterday. His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu was describing that who all come in Navadvip. And that then he quotes that Gadadhar Pandit, Jagannananda Pandit Goswami, Gangadas, Shukalamba Brahmachari, Sridhar, Purushottama, Hiranya and Jagadish, they all appeared in Navadvip. Hiranya and Jagadish, Prabhu was telling that they were Yajnapatnis in their previous Krishna Leela pastimes. So they come in Navadvip, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Vasudeva Datta, his brother Mukunda Datta, they come in Chatigram. Then Radhadesh, so actually it's mentioned Radhadesh, but you know, In Bengali, actually, the word is Radesh. But how you write in English, you know, Radesh, Rada word is not there. So it is converted into DHA. So therefore, you'll see when the English transliteration is there, it says that some in Radhadesh, which is also okay, because it's the name of Srimati Radharani. But when we pronounce, it is Radesh. So who comes in Radesh? In one of the village in Radesh, which is Ekachakra, Sri Nithyananda Ram appears. Along with Vasudev Ghosh, Haridas, Sri Govinda, Sri Madhava, Sri Vani Nath Brahmachari, they all appear in Radesh. And then in Orissa, we know that Sri Ramananda Rai, Sri Vani Nath, so Bhavananda Rai, who is Pandu with all his five sons, he appears in Odisha. And then Sri Hatta and then Paschime. So Sri Hatta, Shivas Pandit along with all his their four brothers, then Chandrasekhar Acharya, Jagannath Mishra, Advaita Prabhu, they all appeared in Sri Hatta. And Paschime, Paschime means the west, west of Bengal. That is Trihut, which in Sanskrit, this place is named as Tribhukti. But look, colloquial language, they call it as Trihut, where Sripad Paramananda Puri and Sri Raghupati Upadhyay, they all appeared. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, Nana Sthane Avatirna Haila Bhaktagana. So these Bhaktagana, these devotees, they appear at Nana Sthana. Nana Sthana means at various places. They appeared, Avatirna, they incarnated, they appeared in different places. But Navadvip Ashi Haila Sabara Milina. But when it comes to gather, you know, together when they want to gather around, they come in Navadvip. So Navadvip becomes their central point to meet each other. And there they join this Sankirtan movement by Sri Chaitanya Dev. So after describing this, now Vrindavan Das Thakur wants to describe about, so he described about Navadvip, he described about Shivas Pandit, Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya. He also described about Bhavaroga Vaidya, that is Murari Gupt. And after describing all that, now he wants to describe about Pundarik Vidyanidhi and who appeared at Chatigram. And then he wants to describe about Chaitanya Vallabh, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu and Paramananda Puri. So he wants to describe those major associates of Mahaprabhu who appeared in Navadvip, nearby areas. And just to assist Mahaprabhu in his Sankirtan movement. So what we will do today is, we'll cover only from verse 36 to 43, where few associates are being described, that where they appear and what are the pastimes, the major pastimes. Of course, in detail, the pastimes will be dealt in further chapters of Chaitanya Bhagavat. But just a crux, you know, to know that who they are, what is the importance, how they assisted Mahaprabhu, we'll go deep into it. And then from tomorrow onwards, we'll see that how Vrindavan Das Thakur describes the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I was thinking that this is such an apt point, where down the line, few weeks ahead, is Gaur Purnima, the holy appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And during that time, we will be dealing with all the appearance of Mahaprabhu and his childhood pastimes. So it's such a wonderful thing that we are in that context where the appearance of Mahaprabhu will be described. Okay, so we'll move on to verse number 36 and 37, which are together. I'm not sharing the screen, I'm just directly reading from the book. So maybe you all have the e-versions or hard copies, you can go ahead with it. And even if you are busy in something, just lend your ears, that will be enough. Thank you. Pundarika Vidyanidhi Vaishnava Pradhana Chaitanya Vallabhadatta Vasudeva Nama Chatigrame Haila Iha Sabara Prakasha Budhane Haila Avatirna Haridasa. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing about now Pundarika Nidhyanidhi. And he's saying this Pundarika Nidhyanidhi is the topmost Vaishnava. I would like someone to unmute and say, who was Pundarik Vidyanidhi in his Krishna Leela pastimes?
Vrishabhanu Maharaj.
Yes, was Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Very nice. So Pundarik Nidhyanidhi, who is also known as Acharya Nidhi, and very lovingly been given the name by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Prema Nidhi. Nidhi means the wealth, and Prema means love. So he was always endowed with the wealth of Krishna Prema. So, Nidhi also means like a storehouse of wealth. So, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Kavi Karnapura in his Gaur Ganesh Deshtipika describes that he was Vrishabhanu, King Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So, we'll just see a little bit about Pundarik Vidyanidhi and then we'll move forward about the other Vaishnavas that is described in this verse. So he's saying that Pundarik Nidhyanidhi, who is the topmost Vaishnava, along with Chaitanya Vallabh and Vasudevadat, all three of them appeared in Chatigram. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he, you know, when he first arrived in Navadvip, he disguised himself as a worldly sense enjoyer. You know, so, you know, he was very, very opulent, very rich personality, very, very opulent to an extent that, you know, his bed was made up of brass, covered with satin, red color satin sheets. And he wears silk garments himself. And even his pillows were made up of silk. And he has three tiered canopy around his bed. And he used to chew that paan, betel nuts, and that paan box, you know, it was also so much gem-studded. And there were so much fragrant spices and betel nuts there. And, you know, he was basically very, very opulent, very, very opulent. So once what happened, Mukunda, he took Srila Gadadhar Pandit with him. And he said, I want to introduce to you to this topmost Vaishnava. So Mukunda himself knows that how he is Prema Nidhi, how he is Acharya Nidhi, how he is the topmost Vaishnava. He's always absorbed in Krishna Prema. But he wants to introduce him to Gadadhar Pandit. So he took Gadadhar Pandit with him. And Gadadhar Pandit, when he first saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi in Navadvip, he was bewildered seeing his opulency. He was thinking, what kind of Vaishnava is he? You know, there were so much doubts that arose in the mind of Gadadhar Pandit about Pundarik Vidyanidhi's spiritual status. Because normally we see that those who are materially so opulent, they are not that spiritually great, you know. Because this material opulences and spiritual opulences doesn't go hand in hand. I'm not saying that it's always, but normally in some cases. So even Gadadhar Pandit also, you know, he doubt the spiritual status of Pundarik Vidyanidhi by seeing his opulence. And Mukunda could, you know, sense that Gadadhar Pandit mind is getting bewildered. So just to show that how Pundarik Vidyanidhi is actually really a Prema Nidhi, is actually absorbed always in Krishna Prem, he recited beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam and he said that always hankering, I'm just reading the translation, always hankering to taste the blood of small children, Putana came to kill baby Krishna. However, because she offered her breast to the Supreme Lord, Putana attained the greatest blessing of being accepted as a mother, as a dhatri, as a nurse of Lord Shri Krishna in his eternal abode, Golok Vrindavan. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 6, Verse number 35. Now, as soon as Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard this verse from the mouth of Mukunda Dutt, hearing this verse, he got totally transformed to an extent that tears were flowing from his eyes. he started developing ecstatic symptoms of, you know, his hairs were standing, the body, the hairs were standing on their end. And he was so much mesmerized on hearing this verse that, you know, he ripped off all the embroidery that was there on his silk kurta, on his silk shirt. And he ripped off all his beddings and he finally felt unconscious on the ground, thinking that my Lord, my Supreme Lord, my Krishna Chandra is so merciful that a lady who has come to kill him just because of a gesture of giving her milk to feed Krishna, giving her milk to her, giving Krishna her breast milk, Krishna accepted her as a mother and gave a uchita destination, giving that uchita position in the Golok Vrindavan as his nurse, as a mother. So seeing this, hearing this verse and thinking of how merciful Lord Shri Krishna is, Pundarik Vidyanidhi started depicting all the symptoms of ecstatic prema. Now, seeing all this, witnessing all these transcendental feelings, Gadadhar Pandit realized that what a great offense he committed at the lotus feet of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. To counteract that offense that he committed, he decided that let me take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And we know that Pundarik Vidyanidhi is actually Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and our Gadadhar Pandit is Dwiti, is a luster of Srimati Radharani, non-different from Srimati Radharani. So rectify his mistake, actually, he wanted now to take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So this Pundarik Vidyanidhi, we have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, right? Yeah, that how Gadadhar Pandit, he accepted Pundarik Vidyanidhi as his spiritual master. And in Antyalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, just I want to connect, you know, who the personality is, that how, remember that Vallabha came and he was blaspheming Sridhar Swami, who is the original commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu said, I don't want to hear all this. But before that, he just want to present his own thing, that how expert he is in Sanskrit grammar. And but Mahaprabhu knew his heart that he is such an offender. And Mahaprabhu said that I don't want to hear. I just want to know about Krishna. I don't want to hear anything else about Narayan or about any other things. But he wanted to prove his Sanskrit grammar. So he normally goes to the house of Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit also doesn't want to hear, because if someone is rejected by Mahaprabhu, then how come his associates can accept? So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarup Damodar Goswami in Neelachal actually warned Gadadhar Pandit that, you know, why are you lending your ears to this personality when Mahaprabhu has rejected? But forcefully, this person, Vallabha, used to come at Gadadhar Prabhu's home and used to recite all his Sanskrit text and grammars and poetry that he writes. And to an extent that one time he, basically in the association of all the devotees, he got transformed. And this Vallabha is same as the teacher of Vallabha Sampradaya, the Vallabha Acharya. And later got he transformed, and he took actually initiation from Gadadhar Pandit. So when Gadadhar Pandit, he recited that initiation mantra, somehow after giving that initiation and reciting initiation mantras in front of Vallabhacharya, though he got transformed, but Gadadhar Pandit felt that he has stopped feeling any further realizations. So no further realizations are coming. So he requested Mahaprabhu that I have somehow given my initiation mantra, but now I'm not getting any kind of realization while chanting those mantras. So can you please repeat those mantras to me again? Then my mind will be joyful. So he requested Mahaprabhu to say the same mantras into his ears so that, you know, it gets refreshed and all the realizations can come. At that time, Mahaprabhu said that, "Oh, Gadadhar, I can give you my life, but what are you talking about? How can I say those mantras into your ears when your spiritual master is present on this planet?" And Gadadhar Pandit said that, but he is not here. He is not in Neelachal. He is not in Jagannath Puri. So how will I ask him to recite those mantras again into my ears? At that time, Mahaprabhu said that, "Don't worry. Within 10 days, Pundarik Vidyanidhi will come in Jagannath Puri, and you will get the opportunity to meet your spiritual master. And at that time, you can request him so that he can recite those mantras into your ear." So 10 days later, then Pundarik Vidyanidhi happens to come. And Mahaprabhu was so happy seeing Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And it is described that Mahaprabhu considered Pundarik Vidyanidhi as his bap. You know, so as soon as Pundarik Vidyanidhi came, so Mahaprabhu says, "Vidyanidhi dekhi Prabhu hasi tela gila, bapa aila bali tela gila." So when the Lord saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi coming, he smiled and he said, "Oh, my father has come, my father has come." So this way, Mahaprabhu considered Pundarik Vidyanidhi as his father because he was very elderly in his age. And of course, because Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a direct disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and Madhavendra Puri's disciple is also Ishwara Puri, who is the spiritual master of Mahaprabhu. So you see the connection? He considered him as his spiritual master also, because Ishwara Puri and Pundarik Vidyanidhi, they were god brothers because both of them were initiated by Sripad Madhavendra Puri. So Mahaprabhu would always regard Pundarik Vidyanidhi as also his spiritual master. So, you know, seeing Mahaprabhu, even this Pundarik Vidyanidhi would have also became overwhelmed in ecstatic love, and his heart was filled with great auspiciousness. Then what happened is Gadadhar Pandit finally paid obeisances and he took the opportunity to lovingly accept mantra initiation again from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Now, in purport of this verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan, Shripad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he writes that how Pundarik Vidyanidhi, his mother's name was Ratnavati and his father's name was Baneshwara. So in bracket it's written that in others' opinion he was Shukalamba Brahmachari. So we have to understand that actually his father's name was Baneshwara, and even if it says that some says that his name was Shukalambra Brahmachari, so this Shukalambra Brahmachari was not the same that we see during Mahaprakash Leela or the Shukalambra Brahmachari that assisted Mahaprabhu in his Sankirtan movement. These are two different personalities. Even though their name might be same, but they are two different personalities. The Shukalambra Brahmachari who assisted Mahaprabhu in Sankirtan movement was actually very, very poverty stricken. But he has so much love for Mahaprabhu, so much love for Krishnanam, that he assisted Mahaprabhu in his Sankirtan movement, and Mahaprabhu was also very pleased seeing Shukalambra Brahmachari. And we all know that how during Mahaprakash Leela, Mahaprabhu revealed the identity, the spiritual identity of Shukalambra Brahmachari as Sudama. So, but this, you know, I don't know why they have written it, but even if they have written that the father of Pundarik Vidyanidhi was Shukalambra Brahmachari, he is not the same. Okay, that we have to, you know, make notice of. And his mother name was Ganga Devi. His wife was Ratnavati, father was Baneshwara, and his mother's name was Ganga Devi. So then Prabhu writes, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes about the description of this Pundarik Vidyanidhi, that how he was very, very dear friend of Swarup Damodar Goswami, and how he got slaps on his cheeks by Sri Jagannath Dev. So we'll deal into this pastime You know, it's a very, very beautiful pastime, but I'll not go into much detail, but high level, I'll tell. So when Pundarik Nidhyanidhi, he came to Neelachal to meet Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu was very happy, and Mahaprabhu told Pundarik Nidhyanidhi that, why don't you stay here for a few days? And Pundarik Nidhyanidhi accepted it. And later, as we know that how he recited those initiation mantras into the ear of Gadadhar Pandit as per his request. So one day what happened, it was in December time, and in December it's very cold, you all know. So, you know, at that time there is a very beautiful festival that happens in Jagannath Puri, that is the Orna Shashti festival. In Orna Shashti, Shashti means the sixth day. So actually it's the sixth day of the waxing moon in the month of December. And this goes on for full 1 month. So this, when the month starts, that is on the sixth day of that month. On the sixth day onwards, when the winter season starts, Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra Mai, they are given some woolen shawls. Orna Shashti, right? So they are given the woolen shawls to protect them from the cold weather. So it was at that time Mahaprabhu took all his devotees along with Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Everybody was there, and they went to see this festival of Orna Shashti. So after seeing that outfit that was being offered to Jagannath Dev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came back to his place, and everybody, you know, went back to their places, to their respective houses. But Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Swarup Damodar Goswami, they were very close friends. So they stayed back. And very beautiful description is given that how fine white, yellow and blue silk clothes were decorated with pearls and gold, and they were offered to the deity at that time. So after Jagannath was dressed in such a way, after they saw that festival, Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Swarup Damodar Goswami, when they were left behind, Pundarik Vidyanidhi started finding faults in those pandas. So they both, you know, he disclosed his mind to Swarup Damodar Goswami because he was his very dear friend. And he said that, how come these pandas, they are offering these starched clothes, the clothes which are not washed, you know, the silk, the cotton, when you don't wash, they are quite starchy, very stiff. And it is said, as per the Smriti Shastras, that starched clothes should not be offered to the Supreme Lord. And what to talk about not offering to the Supreme Lord, even when we wear and we do a kind of a deity worship, at that time also we should not wear the starched clothes, means unwashed saris we should, or dhotis we should not wear. That starch should be taken out, means it should be properly washed, ironed, and then it has to be worn. But they offered directly the fresh starched clothes to Lord Jagannath. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi developed that doubt, and in confidential, he shared that to Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "See Pundarik, please listen. Why you are finding that fault in those pandas? Because this has been a custom of this place. It's happening from years. So just leave it. Why you are commenting on it?" But, you know, Pundarik Vidyanidhi said that, "Okay, I do agree that the Supreme Brahman has incarnated in the form of Lord Jagannath. So for Lord, it's okay, even if they are offering. But why they themselves are wearing starched clothes? How come the king of that area, he wore that starched cloth as a turban on his head and doing that puja? So how come the pandas are wearing? First of all, even the Lord should not be offered. And even if they have offered to the Lord, why they themselves are wearing? Because Pundarik Vidyanidhi said that, you know, it is an offense rather, not offense rather. It's basically not correct to touch, even touch those unwashed clothes for the pujaris or for the priest, especially who are doing their direct seva to Jagannath. You know, they should not even touch the unwashed clothes. So how come they are offering it to the Jagannath, and not only that, they themselves are wearing? But still, Swarup Damodar Goswami said that, oh, please listen. I don't think so that there is any fault in this Purna Shashti festival, because this festival has been carried out for past many years. So just leave it. Just don't comment on it. But, you know, Pundarik Nidyanidhi said that at least they should have some proper etiquettes. But anyways, then both the friends, they discussed and they started laughing on those pandas, and then they left. At that night, what happened? Pundarik Nidyanidhi was in deep sleep and Lord Jagannath came in his dream. Now, this is Lord Jagannath, means Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is omniscient, because he took everyone to witness this Purna Shashti festival. And he could sense that Pundarik Vidyanidhi is doubting the devotion of Pandas. So he took the form of Lord Jagannath and Baladev, and they came in the dream of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So as soon as this Vidyanidhi, he saw Krishna, he saw Jagannath and Baladev, he was quite bewildered. And then what they did is, they caught hold of Vidyanidhi, and Jagannath started slapping on his face in a very angry mood. And both of them, then Balaram also started slapping on his cheek to an extent that his cheeks were swollen, and they were bearing that impression of their fingers on his cheeks. And it is described by Vrindavan Das Thakur that they basically, for two dandas, that is for 48 minutes, they were beating Vidyanidhi. They were slapping him. And at that time, the Lord said that, how come you can find faults, you know, in my pandas? Then there is no end to your offenses. You better go out from this place. If you want to find faults in my pandas, then just leave Jagannath Puri and, you know, elaborate in detail about all these Smriti Shruti Shastra somewhere else, but don't comment anything in this Jagannath Puri. He said, I have inaugurated this traditional observance of this festival. So how can you think that there is any improper behavior in it? So Vidyanidhi, you know, he felt really sorry and really was in great fear. And then he said, please forgive me all my offenses. And I am the most sinful person. I am most degraded, and therefore I apologize. So then Lord replied that, actually, by slapping you, by personally coming you, touching your cheek, slapping you, I have shown mercy on you. I have bestowed immense mercy on you, for I consider you as my servant. So after seeing this dream, Pundarik Vidyanidhi woke up and he saw the slap marks on his cheeks, and then he started laughing because he was thinking that on one side, yes, he committed an offense, but on other side, that how Jagannath himself came along with his brother Baladev, and, you know, they both beat him, slapped him. So his cheeks were so much swollen from the slapping of the lotus hands of the Supreme Lord. And he thought that, I have received the apt punishment for my offense. So this Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Swarup Damodar Goswami, they both used to go together early in the morning to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. And on that day, because his cheeks were swollen and he couldn't go, so at that time, Swarup Damodar Goswami came to the house of Pundarik Vidyanidhi and inquired, like, what happened? You know, why didn't you come today? You regularly come. Every morning you come with me to see Jagannath. Why were you not there today? And that time, Vidyanidhi replied that, come, I sit down. I want to explain you everything. And then he explained that how in his dream, Jagannath and Baldev came and they were slapping him for two dandas, about 48 minutes, and how his cheeks were swollen. And there are, you know, finger marks, the slap marks on his cheeks. And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, what is this? You know, your cheeks are so swollen and, you know, you must be feeling so much of hurt. But then he said, no, I have criticized the devotees. So they both slapped me But I feel that this is the apt punishment they have given, because from my mouth only I blasphemed those pandas, and now I have got apt punishment on my mouth only, that all my cheeks, my lips, they all are swollen badly. And then he said, I didn't come with you because, you know, it is not proper to tell everybody about this incident. But O Swarup Damodar Goswami, you are my best friend, so I'm revealing this incident to you. And finally, they both, you know, after hearing this entire pastime, they both started floating in great ecstasy of Krishna prem, that how Jagannath himself came and gave apt punishment to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So this is what is being described in the purport also. Moving forward, this is about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Then he said about Chaitanya Vallabh. So Chaitanya Vallabh was also one of the devotees of Gadadhar Pandit, who also appeared in Chhatagram. Now here he writes that actually there is a difference of opinion. Some says that he is talking about Chaitanya Vallabh, but others says that Chaitanya Vallabh, Vallabh means dear. So they are also talking about Chaitanya Vallabh means one who is very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was Vasudev Datta. So it was Vasudev Datta who also appeared in Chhatagram. And we know, as per Gaur Ganesh Desh Deepika, that Vasudev Datta and Mukunda Datta, they were two singers in Krishna Leela as Madhukanta and Madhuvrata. Right, and they appeared as Mukunda and Vasudev in Chaitanya Leela. And this Vasudev Datta is the same person, same personality who requested Mahaprabhu that I want to suffer for the sinful activities of all the people of this world. And this is the same Vasudev Datta who gave shelter to Narayani Devi. Remember in the very first class we discussed that how Narayani Devi, who was the niece of Shivas Thakur, she got married and she went to Mamgachi. But unfortunate condition happened. Her husband died untimely. And then along with Vrindavan Das Thakur, at that time Vrindavan Das Thakur was very young. She took Vrindavan Das Thakur and came back to Navadvip. And she came back and she came to the house of Shivas Thakur. But Shivas Thakur, along with his brothers, they all said that we are also planning to leave Navadvip. Ever since Mahaprabhu took sannyas, now it's very hard for us to reside in this place. Why? Because Mahaprabhu would come and do, you know, his nocturnal sankirtan in the house of Shivas Thakur. So practically every nook and corner of that house reminded them of Mahaprabhu. So they said that it's so hard for them to bear this separation. So we ourselves are planning to move out from this place. And at that time, Shivas Thakur made this arrangement that they both, Narayani Devi and Vrindavan Das Thakur, were sent back to Mamgachi in Chhatigram. And there they stayed, you know, in the house of Vasudev Datta. So basically, Vrindavan Das Thakur was brought up in the association of Vasudev Datta. So his disciple, his Yadunandana Acharya, and we know who is Yadunandana Acharya. Vasudev Datta Thakur, his disciple is Yadunandana Acharya, and he's the same one who is the spiritual master of Raghunath Das Goswami. Remember that we know this pastime, that how Yadunandana Acharya one night came to Raghunath Das Goswami and told him that, you know, one of my priests has gone. So either you take up this service or you go home to that priest and request. And Raghunath Das Goswami said to his master, to his spiritual master, that you go home and, you know, don't worry, I'll take care. And somehow I'll go to the house of that priest and request him to resume his services. And that night he went to that home, priest home, and told him, but also got the opportunity to flee away from his material world. And he went to Puri. So this Yadunandana Acharya is the direct disciple Vasudev Datta Thakur. Then Haridas Thakur is being described, that how Haridas Thakur appeared in the village named Budhana, which is also from Chhatigram. Moving on to next verse. Radha maje eka chaka name acha grama yani avatina nityananda bhagavan. So the Supreme Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the village of Ekachakra in Radhadesh. So before describing the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vrindavan Das Thakur wants to take this opportunity to first describe the presence, the auspicious appearance of Nityananda Prabhu, who is also his spiritual master in Ekachakra Dham in Radhadesh. And we all know that Nityananda Prabhu appeared 12 years ahead of Mahaprabhu. So before Mahaprabhu appeared, 12 years before Nityananda Prabhu, he appeared in the village known as Ekachakra, which is in Radhadesh.
Hadai Pandita Nama Shudha Vipra Raja Mule Sarva Pita Tane Kare Pita Vyaja.
The exalted Hadai Pandit was the king of the Brahminas, who accepted the role as the father of Lord Nityananda, who is the original father of all. So Hadai Pandit, who is also known as Hada Oja, was born in a Maithila Brahmana family and his name was Padmavati. Although Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the father of all universes, he is Balaram, and the Vaikunthas, the living entities, and the Vishnu Tattvas, but still when he appeared in this material world, he accepted Hadai Pandit as his father. So we all know, and everybody I think so should memorize these 12 names of Nityananda Prabhu. So we'll recite, because since this topic of Nityananda Ram came in, so I was thinking that it's so apt to recite these 12 names of Nityananda Prabhu.
Nityananda avatendur vasada prana vallabha janavi jivati pati krishna prema prada prabhu padmavati suta shriman sachinandana purvaja bhavon mad jagatrata ratta kaura galevara.
So these are the 12 names of Lord Nityananda. One is, we'll go one by one and we'll see the meanings also. First of all, it is said that anyone who recites these 12 names of Nityananda early in the morning, then, you know, one can become free from all kind of difficulties and one will very soon be the recipient of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda Avatendur, first name is Nityananda. That means he is the embodiment of eternal bliss, Nitya Ananda. He is always floating in the ecstasy of Krishna Prem, in the eternal bliss. So he is Nityananda, right? And Avatendur. Avatendur means that he is Avatuta. He is the moon. He is the Indu means moon. So he is the moon of all Avadutas. Or you can say he is the crest jewel of all Avadutas.
Vasudha Prana Vallabha.
Vasudha is the wife of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So two names we saw, Nityananda and Avatendur. The third name is Vasudha Prana Vallabha, that he is the life and soul of whom? Of Vasudha Devi. Then fourth is Janavi Jivati Patihi. Patihi means the master, the lord. He is the lord of the life heir of Janava Devi. So Janava Devi cannot survive without Nityananda Prabhu, right? She is, and Nityananda Prabhu, then he says, fourth we say, Krishna Prema Prada. Prada means to provide, to give. So he is always giving Krishna Prem to everyone whomsoever he meets. So we saw the five names. Sixth name is Prabhu. We all know that how Nityananda Ram is regarded as Prabhu, whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is regarded as Mahaprabhu. So the sixth name is Prabhu, which means the Lord, the Master, right? Padmavati Sutaha. So he is Padmavati Sutaha. We just now read that how he is the son of Padmavati Devi. So Suta means son. He is the son of Padmavati. Seventh. Eighth is Shriman. Shriman means that he is endowed with Lakshmi. Shri means Lakshmi. But here Shri also means the transcendental ecstasy. So he's always endowed with Shriman. He's always endowed with transcendental ecstasy. And then it says, Shachi Nandana Purvaja. Shati Nandan. Shachi Nandan means the son of Mother Shachi, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purvaja means he appeared before Mahaprabhu appeared in this material world. So he is the older brother, the elder brother of Mahaprabhu. Bhavon Matta, which is the 10th name in this verse. So Bhavon Matta means, Unmatta means mad. He is always mad with bhavas, with the transcendental ecstasies. So Bhavan Unmatta. So it says Bhavon Matta. Jagatrata. Jagatrata means he is the savior of all the entities, living entities of this universe. Jagatrata. Rat Gaura Kalevara. The 12th name is that his complexion is gold, but it is tinged with red, kumkum. Rakta. Rakta means red. So he's tinged with little reddish kumkum, and that is his bodily luster, Kalevara. Right? So these are the 12 names. I'll repeat again. Nityanandavatendur Vasudha Prana Vallabha Janavahi Jivati Pati Krishna Prema Prada Prabhu Padmavati Suta Shriman Shachi Nandana Purvaja Bhavon Mad Jagatrata Rakta Gaura Kalevara. So these are the 12 names of Nityananda Prabhu. Make sure you all memorize it. And if not, then at least try to recite every day in the morning. Vrindavan Das Thakur is continuing. Shri Nityananda Ram, Kripa, Kripa, Sindhu, Bhakti Data, Shri Vaishnava, Dhamma, Rada, Avatirna, Haira, Nityananda Ram. Shri Nityananda Ram is Bhakti Data. He is the ocean of mercy. Kripa Sindhu, sorry. He is Kripa Sindhu. He is the ocean of mercy. And he is Bhakti Data. He is the bestower of the devotional service, the bestower of Bhakti. Shri Vaishnava Dhamma. And he is also the shelter of all the Vaishnavas. And Rada Avatirna. And he appeared in Rada Desh. His name is Nityananda Rama. Very beautiful verse. Kripa Sindhu Bhakti Data Shri Vaishnava Dhamma Rada Avatirna Haila Nityananda Rama. Text 41. Mahajaya Jaya Dhvani Pushpa Vedi Shana Samagope Deva Tagane Kailena Thana. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu's appearance, when he appeared in Rada Desh, all the demigods secretly showered flowers and chanted Jai Jai because Nityananda Prabhu appeared. And from that day onwards, Vrindavan Das Thakur writes, Sei Dina Haitarada Mandala Shakala Puna Puna Badi Tela Gila Sumangala. From that day onwards, what happened at the land of Rada Desh, Rada Mandala, what happened? Puna Puna, again and again, Lagila Sumangala, the auspicious signs, you know, become visible. Again and again, there was auspiciousness in the entire Rada Desh. And how, what kind of auspiciousness? Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that the entire Rada Desh became a center of advanced learning and culture. And all the barren areas in that Rada Desh, in Eka Chakra, they all started, began to prosper. So this is how the auspiciousness was there. Last verse for today. Trihute Paramananda Purira Prakasha Nila Chale Yandra Sangha Ikatra Vilasa. Paramananda Puri, who enjoyed pastimes with the Lord in Nila Chala, appeared at Trihuta. And we, starting of the class, we also saw that the Sanskrit word of Trihuta was Tirabhakti, right? So Tirabhukti, sorry, Tirabhukti, but in colloquial language now they started calling as Trihuta, which is at the Paschima, means at the west corner of that Gaura Desh, West Bengal. So there Paramananda Puri appeared. Prabhupada writes in the purport, Trihuta consists of the districts presently known as Muzaffarpur, Darbhanga and Chapra. And his previous ashrama, Sri Paramananda Puri lived in Trihut. He was also the dear disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puri Path. And in the last portion of this book, various topics related to Paramananda Puri Nilachal, such as his well, are described. So we'll see now a little bit about Paramananda Puri, though again, you know, in down the chapters of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur will extensively describe about Paramananda Puri. But because since the topic came up, we'll just take a few minutes and we'll see who Paramananda Puri is. So the first meeting of Mahaprabhu and Paramananda Puri, it actually happened when Mahaprabhu went for his South India Yatra, and at Rishabha Parvat, they met each other, where for 3 days they were discussing about Krishna. So Krishna Katha went among both of them. And later, Paramananda Puri also took initiation from Madhavendra Puri. His Diksha Guru was Madhavendra Puri. And because of that, just like Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu also regarded this Paramananda Puri as his spiritual master, because they both were the god brothers of Ishwara Puri, who is the spiritual master of Mahaprabhu. And it has been described that this Paramananda Puri is one of the 9 sannyasi roots of the tree of the trunk of devotion. So in Adi Leela chapter 9, when this process of devotional service has been described, at that time Kaviraj Goswami describes that how this entire Krishna consciousness, this bhakti, is a kind of a tree. It's a devotional tree, and the trunk of the tree is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how does the tree comes up? There has to be some, you know, some seed. It has to be, there should be some roots, and from those roots the trunk comes, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is regarded as the trunk of the tree, and he is also regarded as the gardener of that tree, who is taking care of that tree, who is maintaining that tree. But the seed of that devotional tree is Madhavendra Puri. So the seed is Madhavendra Puri, and from him sprouts the 9 roots, and from those 9 roots come the tree, the devotional tree, the tree of that bhakti. And these 9 roots, they are the 9 disciples of Madhavendra Puri. And the middle or the central, the strong roots, I don't know, like you must have learned in your initial school days in the botany, that from a seed comes the main root, and from the main root comes the secondary roots, right? So there is a primary root and there is a secondary root. And from there, you know, it sprouts up, and the, you know, it sprouts in a sapling and then later turns into a tree. So that primary root, the seed, when fructifies into a root, that seed is Madhavendra Puri, but then it comes into a primary root, and that primary root is actually this Paramananda Puri. And all the other 9 disciples of Madhavendra Puri are regarded as the secondary roots of that devotional tree. So this is how the position of Paramananda Puri is. So when Mahaprabhu actually returned from his South India tour to Neelachal, at that time, we all know that how Kala Krishna Das, you know, he was condemned by Mahaprabhu because he went with some tribal woman, and Mahaprabhu grabbed his shikha and brought him back. And later when he comes back to Puri, he handed over this Kala Krishna Das to Nityananda Prabhu, and he said, "Now you take care of him. I don't want to see his face. He's such a disgusted. He put me in such an awkward position in South India when I was in a South India tour." And later Nityananda Prabhu, because he's Krishna Prema Pradap Prabhu, he's always giving Krishna Prema to everybody. So he didn't disregard Kala Krishna Das. Rather, he gave him more service so that Mahaprabhu may be pleased. So he sent Nityananda Ram, he sent this Kala Krishna Das to Navadvip to inform everybody that Mahaprabhu is back from his South India tour, and he's back in his in Neelachal. So when Kala Krishna Das, he went, at that time, this Paramananda Puri was also in Navadvip along with Mother Shachi and Advaita Acharya Prabhu. And so they all were informed that how Mahaprabhu has come back from his South India tour, and now he is in his Neelachal. And that time Paramananda Puri, because Mahaprabhu promised him, and took promise from him that, you know, when I go back to Neelachal, you also come to there and you also please reside in Neelachal. I want to be in your association. So Parmananda Puri, when he got this news from Kala Krishna Das, he immediately started from Neelachal to Navadvip to meet Mahaprabhu. And as soon as he came to Neelachal, Mahaprabhu immediately paid his obeisances to Parmananda Puri. And finally, they both embraced each other. And Lord said, I really want to desire to be always in your company. So I want to mercy, you know, request you that please be merciful unto me. And please now take up a permanent residence in Neelachal. And Parmananda Puri said, yes, you know, it's his great fortune that he will get the association. So he stayed in Navadvip, he stayed in Puri at that time. And we all know from the pastime of Chota Haridas Thakur, I'm just relating those pastimes so that you know, have the idea of who that personality is. So we know the pastime of Chota Haridas Thakur, when this Chota Haridas Thakur was also condemned by Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu said, I don't want to see his face now, just take him away. And everybody was requesting to Mahaprabhu that please, please accept Chota Haridas Thakur because he's such a good person. And, you know, he didn't do anything, but Mahaprabhu was so much annoyed because Mahaprabhu said that being in a sannyasi, how can he just talk to Madhavi Devi, you know, to a lady. So while we remember at how he was being sent by Bhagavan Acharya, Chotadar Haridas Thakur was sent by Bhagavan Acharya to beg some rice from the house of Madhavi Devi. And because he wants to cook wonderful rice for Mahaprabhu, and that time Chota Haridas Thakur went. But Mahaprabhu didn't like this because he was talking to Madhavi Devi and he said, no, that's not the right etiquette of being a renounced order of life. So he said, I don't want to see your face again. And everybody requested, but Mahaprabhu said, now here onwards, don't bring any kind of request to forgive Chota Haridas. I'm not going to do it. And later, all these associates, this Rai Ramananda, Swarup Damodar Goswami, everybody went and approached Parmananda Puri. And they said, now Mahaprabhu regards you because he treats you as the spiritual uncle, as one of his spiritual master. So why don't you please go and request on behalf of all of us to allow Chota Haridas Thakur to reside back in his home in this Puri Dham. So at that time, on request of everybody, Parmananda Puri went to Mahaprabhu. He came to Mahaprabhu and he requested that please forgive Chota Haridas and allow him to stay back in his house in Puri Dham. At that time, Mahaprabhu said that I regard you so much, but if you also come and request me on the same pretext, then it's better for me that you allow Chota Haridas Thakur to stay in Puri Dham, but then I will go to Alanath and I will leave Puri. And then Parmananda Puri, when he heard this, he told everybody that no, Mahaprabhu is not accepting. And if you all want Mahaprabhu to stay in Puri Dham, then you should not talk further about Chota Haridas Thakur. So anyways, that was the incident. Later, because of this well pastime, the kuwa, the Parmananda Puri kuwa, the well of Parmananda Puri is described. So I thought that, you know, this is also an apt thing. Though it has been described in detail in Chaitanya Bhagavat in the later Madhya Leela. But let's discuss that actually what happened, that Parmananda Puri, you know, there was a kuwa that was built and it's still there in Jagannath Puri. This Parmananda Puri, you know, they used to drink water from that well and use water for all other purposes also. So that well was constructed very near to Parmananda Puri's residence. And it has been mentioned that even Lord Jagannath knew that if everybody comes and drink water from this well, from where Parmananda Puri is honoring, so then this water becomes a maha, It becomes a Mahaprasad of Paramananda Puri. So definitely everybody will get Krishna Prem. So what Jagannath did, that he filled that entire well with that muddy water so that it doesn't become useful even for Paramananda Puri for any practical purposes. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Paramananda Puri and asked, so how's everything going on? How's the water in your well? So is everything okay? Then Paramananda Puri said that no, what to talk about water? There's only that mud that comes out from that well. And it's so hard, you know, nobody, it's no more use for any consumption or practical purposes. So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prayed to Ganga Devi to enter into that well. So he said that I want Ganga Devi to descend and enter into that well of Paramananda Puri. And next day morning, people, devotees, when they saw that well, they were amazed because water was crystal clear. There was no mud anymore. And because Ganga Devi herself has entered into that well. And then Paramananda Puri glorified the well, saying that anyone who takes a bath, even Mahaprabhu says that anyone who takes a bath with this water will obtain the same benefit as bathing in the water of Ganga. Because Mahaprabhu invoked Ganga to enter into that well. And later Mahaprabhu himself bathed in that well water and he drank from it. And he gave that benediction that anyone who drinks water from this well and anyone who bathed from this water from this well would immediately develop the pure love of Godhead. So this is the well pastime. I have not described in detail because that will be described in further chapters of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, but just to give a gist about what is the well pastime, because it has been mentioned here that Paramananda Puri in Neelachal, such as his well described. So I want to just bring this point that what that well is. So we'll stop here. And this is the verse number 43. And tomorrow onwards, we'll discuss about the auspicious appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you all so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you so much for such a fabulous class. Really, thank you so much for clarifying the point on Shuklambar Brahmachari. Even I had a doubt when I was reading that part. And I also have one question, Mataji. This is about Rad Desh. So what is the meaning of Rad? Mataji, you're on mute.
I'm sorry. I said I have no idea. Maybe somebody who's Bengali can help. Maybe Anuradha Mataji can guide us. But actually the word is Rad. That I only know that. But what's the meaning? I don't know.
Okay. Anuradha Mataji, you want to?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. I don't know. Usually Radharani is being called as Rai, R-A-I, like the mustard seeds. That's how Radharani is addressed in Bengal. So, but then I haven't heard about Rar. I don't know either, Mataji. But I also had a doubt from Kirti Dasundari Mataji. I wanted to ask that. So once you're done, I will ask too.
Sure, Mataji. And Mataji, thank you so much for telling us about the different names of Lord Nityananda. And it was so nice to hear about Nityananda's appearance from you today. Very, very nice. Thank you so much. And I think Mahaprabhu's appearance is going to take some more time. There was so much discussion before that. So it will mostly coincide with Gaur Purnima, maybe.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Very beautiful class. Thank you for reminding us of the various questions that we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was so easy to follow as you were talking. And I was just thinking about this point, how much you have probably digested, I would say, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's really, really beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much. It was so nice to hear from you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving this opportunity.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful. And I'm on the same page as Mataji said, Prithivilasini Mataji, that how much you would have, you know, what you say, you have digested or taken it to your heart, and you were just saying Chaitanya Charitamrita. I was just feeling the same. So yes, it is so wonderful to see you so absorbed into Chaitanya Charitamrita. Seek the blessing to do the same, Mataji, if not as it is, but little bit of that mood that you have for Chaitanya Charitamrita. And having said that, about the starch thing, I had this doubt, Mataji. See, growing up, our saris and dhotis used to be, after being washed, they used to be put into rice starch, which is called mar. Because that time we didn't have all this ujala starch and all that stuff. And then it will be dried in the sun and then ironed. And even in Bengal, this suchi muchi is too strong. We see Srila Prabhupada how strict he is about. Like even at home, we have seen it very strict. As soon as we eat prasadam, it will be wiped off because the rice is there and all that stuff. But somewhere like how cow dung is not considered to be muchi, this rice starch was never considered to be muchi. I was just wondering whether starched cloth means that cloth that is after being washed for the purpose of straightening, we use the rice starch. Is it that starch or it is dirty starch? So I was that little doubtful about it, Mataji.
The starch, Mataji, it's only about the starch because previously there were no chemicals. This chemical starch is recent thing, right? Previously there were no chemicals. People used to starch from this potato water or rice water. You know, they used to starch their clothes. But for all practical purposes, it's okay because it gives a nice appearance. But it has been explained that when you go on the altar, when you directly engage yourself in the worship of the Supreme Lord, then your clothes should be washed, right? So I remember this, like my Guru Maharaj, whenever he used to come, you know, I will always purchase a new the entire set, the quilt, the pillows, the bedding, you know. And I would make sure that even if they are new, they have to be washed first properly, and then it has to be placed on the bed. So, yes, it's a proper etiquette to wash your clothes. Even when you go on the altar, you know, you should go with a washed sari and with a washed dhoti. The starchy thing should not be there. But for others, you know, just to look appealing, you know, because when you wear these non-starchy saris, they don't have a proper appearance. The pleats doesn't fall proper. So, but for other purposes, yes, the starch is used, as you said, the rice starch or the potato ones. But for the priest, you know, what Pundarik Vidyanidhi was saying, that for the priest, for the Pandavas, because they are engaged in the direct worship of the Supreme Lord, so they should not wear these starchy clothes. And they also said that, you know, he also mentioned that even the Lord is not offered. But later he mentions that it's okay, that for Lord anything is possible, but the priest should avoid this. But we know the answer, right? What Jagannath said, that don't bring your rules and regulations here. Jagannath Puri is beyond all those rules and regulations. So don't condemn, don't criticize my pandas. And this is what you are going to get if you criticize. So that's the point, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. On that, I was just wondering, I mean, just it came now, that Bhakti Vinod Thakur also went on correcting those pandas who were eating meat and fish, right? That time Jagannath did not get upset. Or
Mataji, that was on a humanitarian platform. Eating meat, drinking, intoxication. This has to be avoided, not only about the priest or the pandas, but even onto the humanitarian ground also it has to be avoided. So that is different. But otherwise, criticizing the Pandavas, we all know, maybe Preeti Vilasni can enlighten us. Even Ramanujacharya was slapped by Jagannath because he was also criticizing those pandas and he was sent directly to the south. Am I right, Preeti Vilasni Mataji? So this is how it is.
Yeah, Mataji.
Yeah. So even Ramanujacharya got the same chastisement. So when it comes to the pandas, you know, those rules and regulations, the so-called rules and regulations are not allowed. But eating meat and taking intoxication, you know, that is not even humanitarian. So
something like the principles and the details, Mataji, something on those.
You can say.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you once again. Very grateful. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Mataji. It's okay. Hare Krishna, Kriti Sundar Mataji. My dearest pranam to you. Thank you so much for such a nectarian and beautiful class and your wonderful association. You explained so beautifully about the association of Mahaprabhu and gave so many nice details. You also spoke about the Onna Shashti festival, which is celebrated when the winter starts and warm clothes are given to the Lord. And you talked about Vidyanandi because he criticized the pandas. He was slapped for 48 minutes, leaving his face swollen. And he also shared the 12 names of Nityananda Mahaprabhu. Thank you so much for a very beautiful nectarian class. Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, if you have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
Thank you, Shivani Mataji. Thank you for your attention. Thank you.
Kirtita Sundari, what was the benediction that was given by hearing the pastimes of bathing in that lake? What was that?
Hare Krishna Mother Sucharya. So the benediction, so the benediction that is being given is that whosoever drinks water from that well will immediately get Krishna Prema. Because Mahaprabhu himself bathed in that water and Mahaprabhu himself drank that water.
Jai. Thank you.
And it is said that well is still there in Jagannath Puri. It's very near to the Jagannath Puri temple. So it's still there.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much for such a nectarian class. And for me, it was like wonderful summary. Now, people like me who don't get to attend class like so regularly on Bhakti Sangha Japa group, it was so nectarian. I really relished so much in one place, so many like wonderful Vaishnavas, glories of them right away at one time. It was so nice, Mataji. Thank you so much. I have two questions, Mataji. In case of like Jagannath Puri and Panda, like, I remember one time in one of the temple, I saw one of Jagannath's bangle was missing. And I immediately told the pujari. And then pujaris, I think they put it by evening. Somehow one bangle was missing. Maybe I remember it fell down on his clothes and they put it. But when you were mentioning, I also had this question that we in Atlanta temple our Guru Maharaj disciple, you know, Nandanandan Prabhu, he used to dress up Jagannath deities and all the deities. And last 1 year, he moved to Mayapur. And now different pujaris are doing. But I remember 1 year back, Jagannath had a very, very, very big and beautiful and opulent turban. But now Jagannath's turban is a little simple. It's not like as it used to be. And every time I look at Jagannath, every time I look at the picture, I just remember that fans and peacock feather and everything. And I'm like, I wish I could speak. I wish I could just at least say that, you know, can we do it that way again? But then every time I control myself that I hope it's not a criticism, or maybe this is how Jagannath wants to dress up. Who am I to interfere? Or... And I wanted your a little correct understanding on my part, because every time I look at him, every time I feel like, you know, this is very simple. This is not the way all these years we have seen Jagannath's turban, very round and fluffy and all widespreaded. And now it's like a very narrow and everything. So would you tell me, because every time I go to temple, every time I see picture and I control myself not to speak that no.
Yes, that's a good thing, Mataji. We should not speak, because every pujari who dress the deities have their own mood. And okay. If you really want to see Jagannath in a big turban, then have Jagannath in your home and provide them as big turban as you.
I do that, Mataji. In my house, I do that.
Dress them the way you want. But as far as the temple is concerned, we should not speak, because every pujari has its own mood to dress the deities.
Okay, so what I did before I told Pujari that Jagannath's bangle has fallen down or it's missing, is that was okay or that was not okay? Or was that also offensive?
No, that's still okay. Because that is something missing and you brought it up in the notice of a Pujari. But just correcting those Pujaris that you have not done this or do like this, you know, that instruction should not come.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I might be much relieved now. I have one more question, Mataji. Pundarik Nidhi was sharing this with Swarup Damodar Goswami, I sometimes still have a hard time understanding that when we share something about some devotee with something, is that always a criticism, or is that always like there is a fine line sometimes, right? Where there is a criticism, where there is we are just sharing. Like suppose I'm sharing something about some devotee.
If you are sharing in confidential, just to seek guidance so that you can how you can proceed further, that is not criticism. Okay, if you are sharing something in confidential with your senior, whom you regard as a senior, when you share that, and that too not with the intention of criticizing or to tell somebody on their back, but to seek guidance for your own self that how you should proceed further, then it is not. But if you say it, even in confidential, if you say it with an intention of telling something bad about that devotee, then it's purely on the level of Vaishnava Aparadha.
Okay. What if you warn somebody about some devotee? Is that also a criticism? Yeah,
that's 100% criticism. If you warn somebody for some devotee. Remember that pastime where Krishna, where king was distributing prasad to all the brahmanas, and there was a vulture who was carrying a poison, a drop of poison fell into that and everybody got poison. And now Chitragupta was thinking, now who should be punished, because it was not his fault, it was not the fault of a vulture, it is not the fault of a snake, because snake is no more, it's a dead snake, then whose fault it is? So that was still put into that account where the decision was not being taken. And later some sages want to meet the king, and they came to that one of the flower selling lady who was selling some flowers, and they asked the route where to approach and how to approach the king. And then she said, she warned them that don't go to the king, because king is a person who is poisoning all the sages. She just warned someone for someone. So Chitragupta said, now this is the point, now all the karmas will go to that lady.
Okay.
So we, who are we to warn? If we have the bitter experience, let's we only have to digest it. Let's digest on our own. Why to warn? Maybe, you know, that person may, I may have a bitter experience with that person, but maybe that person can become a shiksha guru for somebody else. So you never know. Somebody else will get inspired. Everybody has some or the other attribute to inspire someone. I may have a bitter experience for someone, but that person may be an inspiring person for somebody else. So who are we to warn? So we have to simply digest that.
Understood. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for clarifying. I'm very grateful to you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Yes, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you for this wonderful class again. It was very nectarian, and the pastimes were explained very, very nicely, Mataji. So, Dandavat pranams to you. Mataji, I had this question that when Gadadhar Pandit gave initiation or the mantra, how is it that he, after giving that, he could not feel ecstasy and that he had to be kind of initiated again from Pundarik Vidyanidhi? I mean, does it signify something?
I was very well expecting this question. First of all, we have to understand that it's a pastime to depict that how we have to regard our spiritual master. If spiritual master is on the planet, we should not approach anybody else to give us some Diksha mantras. That's the first significance. And next level significance in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is being described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami when we're reading this Antilila pastime, that how Vallabha approached. So previously, Vallabha was not aligned to what Mahaprabhu's teachings were, right? He was quite puffed up, quite proud, and literally Gadadhar Pandit was forced to hear, you know, his Sanskrit poetry and his Sanskrit prose that he was writing. So Gadadhar Pandit himself, you know, he never accepted any disciples, and he thought that, okay, I am no one to give, because when Vallabha Acharya, he approached also, at that time also Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu was hesitant in initiating him. But Mahaprabhu said that, you know, why don't you do it, because he was very close to you. So on the request of Mahaprabhu, he did it. But later he himself felt that somehow he's not feeling the same realization, same ecstasy in chanting those initiation mantras. So, you know, he requested Mahaprabhu that why don't you recite again in my ears? And then Mahaprabhu brought up this point that your spiritual master is still available, still there on the planet. So why don't you do it? So it's just a pastime, Mataji. That's what I
So, Mataji, does it say that maybe Gadadhar Pandit should not have directly given the mantra to...
Not because he did it on request of Mahaprabhu only. So it's not that he shouldn't have given, because he also followed the orders of Mahaprabhu. But it's just that he himself started, you know, not feeling any kind of ecstasy while chanting those initiation mantras.
But then why did that happen even though he followed that orders? I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I can't comment on all this. Maybe somebody else can. Or if you can ask this question from Adi Gadadhar Prabhu. But what I feel is that it's just a pastime to show that, you know, how one should regard one's spiritual master. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. There would have been no harm if he would recited the same mantras into the ear of Gadadhar Pandit. But he also regarded this point that how important it is that when spiritual master is there, one should approach one's spiritual master only.
Okay, Mataji. All right. Thank you very much, Mataji, again. Hare Krishna.
Srinivasan Das Thakur, while I was reading, this episode has been described in Ante Leela. When I was reading, there was no purport to it and there was no description. The only thing what Vrindavan Das Thakur writes is that after giving the initiation mantra, Gadadhar Pandit felt that, you know, he stopped feeling any kind of realization and ecstasies. So he approached Mahaprabhu to say those mantras again into his ear. So even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur doesn't write any purports to it. So I just simply don't want to speculate and write on my own purports to it. So better, you know, we should accept and digest as it is.
Okay, Mataji. Thank you again. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Okay, anyone else? Any questions in the chat? Okay, nothing.
Hare Krishna, Ji Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai, Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga. Mataji, one time I hear in a Gopinath, Achyut Sachidananda Maharaj and Achyut Radhananda Maharaj is observing that Leela, Mataji. They are explaining some Leelas, I forgot. So, Mataji, from last 1 or 2 years, Mataji, you enjoy all that Leelas and observing that Leela, Mataji. So we are not qualified to enter in that Leela, Mataji, like an ant lake. But you take us in a dham, Ek Chakra Dham, Padmavati, Mataji, Hadayananda, Sri Hadaya Pandit, Sri Padmavati. And you explain so nicely about the 12 name of the Shishi Nityananda, Mataji. With your permission, I repeat, Nityananda Veta Indu Vasudha, Janavi Krishna Prema, Prabhu Padmavati, Sriman Sachidananda Bhavamatta, Jagat Yatra Rakta Gora Klevara. And that slap is given, that Leela. We can feel that Leela, that Shishi Jagannath and Shishi Balram and Srimati Shishi Srimati Shishi Subhadrani, Shishi Jagannath and Balram is given a slap. We should not find a fault from any Vaishnava or from any devotee or non-devotee, especially in a panda. And Mataji, I want to inform that one time we, by the mercy of Bhaktidevi Tulsi Maharani, we went to Shishi Jagannath Puri Dham. And Mataji, 3 times the police is not allowed to go. That is the 3 Mataji, senior Matajis with me. That is Bhaktivedanta Hospital tour. But they are not... 3 days they are not enter in the inside the temple. Morning we can hug Shishi Jagannath Balram Subhadrani, and 3 days, and that all Matajis are aged, they all are become depressed. And I told, no, fourth day I get such a nice danda from police. And then I don't know what happened, and I just neutrally crying from outside, and he take us that Mataji, Sri Mataji with me, our hand, and take us in nearby Shishi Jagannath Balram Subhadarani, and we hug Sisi Jagannath Puram Subhadarani round and round 4, 5, 6 times pradakshina, and then said, now you go out of this temple. So this is the mercy of Shishi Jagannath Balram Subhadra Rani, Shishi Nityananda, Shishi Gauranga. So we should always pray, and we should pray to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudeva, or Guru Parampara, and that all Mataji are so happy. And the Dr. Vishwaru Prabhu said, oh, finally you get the darshan fourth day after getting nice. Thank you, Mataji. Anantakoti Danwar Pranam to your Leela, your explanation. You explained so nicely. Take only one minute. 9 disciples of the seeds of Madhvantrapuri. Yes, Mataji, the seeds is bowing by our parents or our grandma and grandfather. But after some certain age, our kids will become little divert. And then by the mercy of when difficulties came in the job and when they are working and see so many of Vaishnava, then again they come and hear Bhakti Sangha morning japa, they sit for japa. So this is also mercy of Shishi Nityananda, Shishi Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada. So seeds are there so that the flowers and the roots and the seeds is there. So one day after hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha and attentively japa, the flower and fruits are came in that tree, Mataji. You explained about the main root and secondary root and startup from primary Paramananda Puri Mahaprabhu and South India tour, then Himachala, Nilachala, please forgive me. And you explained back to Nilachala, Paramananda Puri and Nilachal to Navdeep to meet Shishi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you explained about the Madhvi Devi, that Chota Haridas Thakur, Mataji. We hear this Leela so many times, but still, Mataji, the nectar is coming when we hear from very senior Vaishnavi like you and H.G. Krishnida Sundari Mataji, H.G. Priti Valasini, and H.G. Lalitangi Mataji, Chalti Filthi Library Mataji. You take us in a dham anytime. Hari Hari Gauranga, Koti Koti Danvat Pranam to your sincere Seva Mataji. Thank you very much to take us in a dham.
Thank you, Mataji, and thank you for sharing that how you got mercy of Jagannath after fourth day. That shows your patience, you know, and Krishna rewards one's patience. Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. Okay, yes.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for a beautiful nectarian class today. If there's no more questions or realizations, I would like to close the call with Kidya Sundari Mataji's permission and all the devotees' permission. Vancha kalpata rubhyascha kripa sindhu eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Ananda Vaishnavind ki jai. Namacharya Haridas Thakur ji ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Guru and Gauranga ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat class ki jai. Har Grace Kriti Sundari Mataji ki jai. All glories to Sambal devotees. All glories to Sambal devotees. Hare Krishna to everyone.
Hare Krishna, thank you Mataji, Hare Krishna,
Mataji, very, very.